Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 177. Remembering Don Knotts, number 4, part 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the good folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. You'll find the Andy Griffith Show season set, the box set of all 8 seasons right there on the front page. So hit drive by over there, click by over at weversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 177, is Kathy Jo Huffstetler. All right, KJ, Kathy Jo, thank you very much for your donations to the podcast and you're just helping keep things going around here. Folks, thank you for joining me today on or tonight, whenever you're listening to it, for Two Chairs No Waiting. I know you've got a lot of things to do throughout the week, so that you'd take some time to spend with me here in Mayberry means a lot, really does. So thanks for being here. Now, this is part 2, and as you might have guessed, it's a continuation from part 1, which was last week. So if you haven't heard it, I definitely recommend you head back over and listen to last week's episode of Don Knotts, the first part of the Q&A session that we're going to listen to the second part of tonight, or today, whenever you're listening. This episode of the podcast, that's what we'll be listening to. Now, again, this is from back in 1999. It was a event held called Mayberry and Meadowview up in Kingsport, Tennessee. And Don Knotts was there. George Lindsay was there. And I can't remember the VW boys. I know they performed. And you'll see on the, or hear during the interview, Tim White, the VW boys front man, I guess is what you'd say. And myself, we're doing the audience questions. So we're taking questions from the audience while Mr. Knotts answered the questions. And I know last week it was great. We got a lot of really neat questions answered. Same thing's happening this week. So we're marking the anniversary of his passing back on February 24th, 2006. And this is our every year since we've been doing the podcast, we've done this. And it's just, he was a special man and brought a lot of smiles to us all. So let's go on and hear from Don Knotts himself. So here we go.
That was tough.
Mr. Knotts, stage left, near the front, stage left.
Mr. Knotts, when you were growing up in Morgantown, West Virginia, and when you were going through your junior and senior year, did you ever think about becoming an actor, or how often do you ever get back to Morgantown?
I get back to Morgantown every year if I can. And I wanted to be an actor from as far back as I can remember when I was a kid, when I was 5-6 years old. That's what I wanted to do. I don't know why.
Okay, we're here on the left front now. I mean, right front.
You're a magical actor, Mr. Knotts. Do you like doing television or film the best?
Well, I've always preferred film, but the Andy Griffith Show was done on film. So, I mean, we did that like a movie. And so it's whether it's shown on TV or in a movie house, I like to work on film.
Mr. Knotts, stage left near the front here.
Right here. And I was wondering, will you sing Juanita like you did?
Nita, Juanita.
The next question is over far right.
Mr. Knotts, just wondering what we could expect to see you in, if you have anything on the on your schedule here in the next little while.
I don't have anything. I don't have any movie right now or anything that I know of, no.
Next question, stage left near the front.
I was just wondering who was your favorite, Juanita or Thelma Lou?
I'll never tell.
And do you ever hear from Jim Nabors?
I haven't seen Jim in a while or heard from him in a while. He's in Hawaii, you know. He lives in Hawaii.
Okay, we have another question over here to the right.
Mr. Knotts, could you do the vocal exercises that Ms. Poultice taught Barney?
I'm afraid I can't do that tonight. I'm too worn out.
Mr. Knotts, stage left, right here in front of you, stage left.
Hey, is it true that Andy gave you the chair that you sit in the courthouse? He had it bronzed and sent to you?
Yes, he did. Yes. I still sit in it. It's in my den.
Okay, over here to the right.
Mr. Knotts, it's a great pleasure to address you.
Thank you.
If you could go back to any of the Mayberry episodes, is there any of them that really lives inside your heart that you'd like to relive, you'd like to go back one more time and act it again?
Well, I don't think of any one episode. I would love to be back there doing it again, doing all of them. My mind just takes in the whole bunch. I mean, it was such an enjoyable experience. And a great deal of that was because of Andy. Andy was a lot of fun, and because he was the boss, and he kept everything fun on the set. You know, there was never a sad moment or angry moment. It was just plain fun. I think I loved doing them all.
Mr. Knotts, stage left once again near the front here.
Do you have any plans for another reunion of Mayberry on TV?
No, we haven't. I haven't heard a thing about another one. I think we're all getting too old. Maybe we'll do one. I don't know. I'll have to ask Andy about that. It's up to him, really.
Back over here on to your right.
Mr. Knotts, you are world-renowned as a bud nipper. Where in the world did you get the idea behind that to come up with nip it so often?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe the writers wrote that. Some of the things the writers would write into a script, and then you would just do it a certain way, and they'd say, hey, that was funny the way he did that. Let's write it again. And sometimes you would just do it in rehearsal, maybe. And it's really hard to remember what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Mr. Knotts, stage left, back here a little ways from the front.
Don, I think you're the greatest character actor of all time, first of all. And I have two items. Could you sing a few bars of Welcome Sweet Spring? And then also, do you happen to remember at Western Union University being in a play called A Man Comes to Dinner, something of that nature?
Absolutely. Were you there?
I have a friend, a sister-in-law that was at West Virginia at that time.
Yeah, I played Sheridan Whiteside, the lead in that, in college.
Her name was Barbara Hoke from Nitro, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad somebody remembered that.
Don't forget to sing now.
I don't think I ever did sing that well.
A few bars of Tom Sweet Spring.
Okay, back over here to your right. I guess we'll take a couple of more questions. I guess.
Mr. Knotts, thank you very much for many years of great entertainment. Your style of comedy is so unique. I was wondering, did you have any great influences early in your career, or did you come up with this all on your own?
Oh, I had a lot of influences. I had a lot of people I admired, and Jack Benny was one of my great inspirations, and I got to work with Jack once, and that was a real thrill. And there was a humorist by the name of Robert Benchley who really influenced me a lot, those two in particular. But I loved Laurel and Hardy, and I guess most of those early comics. Abbott and Costello.
Mr. Knotts, stage left, back a few feet from the front.
Yes, Ron Howard did such a good character role as Opie. I wonder if you have any funny stories about just Ron Howard as a small child, anything that he might have gotten onto on stage, or any funny stories like that.
I don't remember any funny anecdotes of Ronnie. The only thing about Ronnie was that he was such a bright kid, and he threw us all immediately in the first year because, you know, he couldn't read. He had all this dialogue to learn, and he couldn't read even. Yeah, I think he hadn't turned six yet. And he was just an astounding boy, very well behaved. His parents were terrific with him. And I had no idea he'd grow up to be a director, but I think I would have been a little nicer to him if I hadn't. I thought he was going to be an actor all his life. He was so good.
Okay, let's make this our last question so we can get some of the other things we need to do, I believe. But we have this young man that wants to ask you something.
Do you have a favorite line from Andy Griffith?
A favorite what?
A favorite line.
Line?
A favorite line of dialogue.
No, I can't think of a favorite line. You beat everything, you know that? Yeah, that's a good one. I think the most fun I had with any piece of business I ever did was when we did the Constitution preamble. And the thing that was fun about it was that Andy could hardly keep from laughing through the whole thing. I mean, I could see that he was hysterical. And it just broke me. I mean, I had a hard time then. God, that was fun.
Okay, well, I believe we'll let Mr. Knotts get off the stage now, unless he just wants to continue.
Oh, but, that's good. It was real nice being here. I really enjoyed it. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, folks. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that. Don Knotts. Wow, what a amazing man he was. Now, a couple of things I just want to point out. Was it or was it not awesome? Him singing Juanita.
Nita, Juanita.
We got to hear that. And of course, he did a little bit of good old 14A. That was awesome. Now, he talked about, at one point, the question was about him having a chair that Andy had given him. And folks in the chat room were mentioning it too. The chair that he's talking about was like one of the wooden chairs that sits as you come into the courthouse. That would be just on to the right, you know, where it's like there's probably eight of them or so. There's two rows, eight or ten chairs. Well, it was those wooden type chairs is what Andy gave him, a chair like that. Now, it was a chair he sat at his desk. You know, Barney had a little desk, and sometimes they had a little rolling chair, but they also had a wooden chair, evidently, that sat over there as well, the jury chairs. And anyway, it was one of those type chairs that he had that Andy presented to Don when he left the Andy Griffith Show. It was bronzed. They bronzed the entire chair, and they put a plaque on the back of the chair that was inscribed with the signatures of the cast members from the Andy Griffith Show. And Don had that, according to the stories, that Francie, his wife, Don, Mr. Knott's wife, she's told this, they put that chair there in their house, and it, you know, it's a chair, so they sat in it a lot. And that's what Don was saying. I still sit in it, because he would sit on this bronzed chair. And when he passed away, Francie gave the chair to the Andy Griffith Museum, to Emmett Forrest in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So if you ever go to the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, you can see that chair, and it's there, right there for you to look at and to see, and it's pretty awesome. I was lucky enough to actually be there not long after they unboxed it, and so I was actually able to, I actually sat in it and have my picture made looking over the back of it, looking backwards. So I was sitting in the chair with the back behind, you know, like normal, but looking back over my shoulder as somebody took a picture of me. So I have a picture of that somewhere that I have no idea where it is, but I have one. It was awesome. I mean, that, you know, right, and now you can't sit in it. It's in an area where you can't sit in. But back then, it, when they first got it, it was out, and we sat in it. They also got, just so you'll know, David Browning, the guy, Barney, our Mayberry deputy, he was there at the same time with me there at the museum. And they also, Francie had also presented the black coat that Don Knotts, that Barney wore when he's riding the white horse, black, you know, where he's doing the, to make the wedding. Let's see, what was that one? That was Divorce Mountain Style episode, when Charlene was going to divorce Dud. So they had Barney riding a black or white horse wearing a black coat east to west, or whichever direction it was. That coat was also presented to the Andy Griffith Museum, and it was the one Don had worn. It even still had the gloves in the pocket. It was amazing. And David Browning actually put that coat on and was able to wear the coat and get his picture made. So it was, it's north to south. Thanks. They're correcting me in the chat room here. It's riding north to south. That's right. He was riding east to west. He was going the wrong direction. So anyway, he had a ruby ring on his finger and it would go mad. I'm not sure if there was a ruby ring in the pocket, but I'm going to say there was, just because that's a great story. So anyway, folks, Don Knotts, a class individual. As you saw or heard during the interview, there was some questions asked, and Don was very short with his answer. Don didn't talk a lot. I mean, he didn't just talk just to be talking, like I am right now. No, he talked, and when he said something, he meant it. You know, you listened to him because he was quiet. He was a very quiet person. I will say also that Mr. Knotts had been not feeling very well before this event. So he didn't feel, he was a little sick. He didn't feel well, but he did great. You know, you couldn't tell it through most of the performance. You obviously couldn't tell it, but after the performance, he went out and he was going to sign autographs, and he and George went out to sign autographs, but Don had to cut his line off a little bit early because he just didn't feel well and he left. And some people then were a little upset that he didn't sign their autographs and all this kind of thing. But they didn't know that he wasn't feeling well. Nobody mentioned it back then. So anyway, he was great. He came out and he did everything for the fans, and wow, I miss him. It was always amazing and an honor to be around him when I was, and just to watch him and how he did what he did. Now, I got one voicemail I wanted to play that's related to this, and this is from Larry Granger. So Larry, take it away. Well, I said I had a voicemail. let me try this again. See if I can get it to play. If I can't, I guess we'll just have to wait until next week. Nope. All right, so we'll play that next week. So we got a voicemail from Larry Granger about the Don Knotts interview. If you want to find out what it's about, come back next week and we'll play it. We got a few voicemails from people, and I'd love to hear from you. So if you have something that you want to tell us, give me a call at 888-684-8415. And we'd love to hear from you and hear your voice and have you actually talk in there. So, you know, I'd love to hear it. So definitely I want you to call in. And then if you can't do that, you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting website and leave a message there as well. So, folks, I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll hear from Larry next week. Thanks for calling, Larry. Sorry I had a little problem, but Hey, that's a teaser for next week. Anyway, guys, y'all have a great week. Celebrate Don Knotts. Watch a few Andy Griffith episodes with him in it and have fun. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.